Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
I'm in the bath. Get out. My delusion.
Like, why is he her best friend first? Why is he inside of her first?
You know, R.I.P. Betsy Ross, he would have done so well on Drag Race.
R.I.P. Betsy Ross, you would have loved Choice of Onsen music video.
I asked Adam if we could do mushrooms at the Anne Frank house in Amsterdam, and he said no.
I did not think that your vagina, your fucking beishishing, that your fucking vulva, your mons pubis could turn fucking purple.
Hey, I'm Nicole.
That's Nicole.
And I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
Who's that?
And this is Talk
Nasty. Talk Nasty to me.
Are those my pants?
Mm-hmm.
Your cute jeans.
Your cute jeans.
Speaking of the Kardashians.
Jake and I just watched
the Kardashians for like an hour and a half.
We just decided that it was like our thing now.
And
like
we're probably going to put it on after this. Like we went from watching Love and Death and Yellow Jackets.
Yeah.
And what else would we watch?
Like a little bit of Sex Education. But like you watched that before me.
Yeah, Jake can't watch that.
We haven't watched a lot of things together, have we?
We have.
What else did we watch together?
That's like all we did together was like watch stuff together.
Well, not like I think in most cases one of us had seen it before.
Yeah.
Watch Yellow Jackets I did see before we watched it.
I like showing
Stranger Things.
People things. Okay, also the shower keeps dripping on me occasionally. And I'm okay with it.
You're being waterboarded. I don't think you understand. Like, this is...
I got waterboarded once.
Really?
At the hair salon.
Oh. Yeah. They'll do that to you. I got waterboarded in this tub once.
Did you?
I waterboarded one of our friends in this tub
once.
Oh, that's
true. We've dyed, like... We were talking about doing an episode, eventually, of us dyeing our hair. Mm-hmm. Because that's kind of become, like, a monthly occurrence where we play hair salon in my bathroom. And we get our real hairstylist friend to come over and, like, play with our hair. And then, like, we'll bleach Jake's hair.
It's, like... It gives, like, Polly Pocket every time we do it. Like, I feel like there is a Polly Pocket hair salon where they, like, run... Where you run warm and cold water over the hair and it changes color. Like,
yes.
That's basically what we do here.
Exactly. And then I play, and I definitely, like, if I had a license, I would definitely get it taken away because I'm definitely not doing, like, the board certified things that I'm, like, doing.
I mean, at least you're not waterboarding people.
That's true. I got waterboarded once when I was getting my hair washed at a salon, and this person genuinely did not mean to. They did not know. I don't know. Maybe they didn't apologize, though. They didn't apologize either, but, like, literally just, like, pools of water in my eye sockets until another hairstylist was like, why does Nicole have, like, pools of water in her eyes? And,
anyway. Somebody in the comments is going to be like, that's not actually waterboarding, and it's actually really insensitive of you to even compare it.
You're right.
Yeah.
It wasn't G. It wasn't my friend G, though. But, sorry, my hat is just so itchy. Oh, my God, this is my new Toad hat. I got this from Target, but I wore this for the first time today, and I feel like Toad in it. Like, Jake said I look a little bit, what's
New
the
York.
Word? No. Flaccid?
New York?
What did you call me?
Oh, phallic?
Phallic.
Yeah.
I look flaccid.
You do look flaccid. I've been looking flaccid recently.
Thank you so much.
That's how I tell Nicole that she needs to go get more filler. I'm like, you were looking a little flaccid.
Someone commented on a TikTok of mine and said, did you get more filler, girl? You look good. I'm like, no.
But thanks.
Thank you. I think I'm just swollen.
I actually watched a video or a TikTok of yours from the other night, and like in the best way possible, I could tell like your lips were like a little more swollen. You were laying in bed like this.
Ew.
And you were saying something. I don't remember because I was so distracted. I was like, her lips look huge in this.
Thank you so much.
I know. But then in real life, I'm like.
Right. I look at myself and I'm like, there's
those?
No difference. No,
okay.
Adam is like, I don't see a difference at all. And then my mom is like, you put Botox in your face. I'm like, for the last time, Mom, it's not Botox. That's not what this is. But anyway, we should probably start to address the title of this video. Oh my God, there's still lipstick in the tub from when we did our photo shoot for the cover of this podcast.
Oh my God, memories.
I know, that means that I haven't really cleaned this tub. Well, listen, don't look at the state of the tub. I'm renting. So, like, if there is... I think that's soap. That's soap scum. This is mold. That's for sure. But some of this is just soap scum. Not all... Well, I bought the pink stuff.
Well, what are you doing in here? Oh yeah, you did buy the pink stuff. I almost ate it as a dip.
I'm a notorious like cleaner, and I'm a big cleaner. And I don't mean to sound nasty, and I know that this is gonna get like clipped somewhere, and then be like, white people are nasty, and I can hear it now.
You can't eat at everyone's house.
But in my head, like, I clean all the time and everything. Like, I am a very cleanly person. The bathtub, I'm the only one showering here. It is not something that I clean more than, like, once a month, I have to say.
I think your shower is about as clean as you, as your dirtiest self. And I don't think that you're that dirty.
Right. And I like to think, like, I rinse everything off when I get out of the shower. I squeegee everything off. I have a little sponge in here with vinegar and dish soap because I heard that's good in between washes. I have a shower spray. Like, I clean, but, like, is a bathtub necessary to be cleaned all the time? I don't want to do this because this is like the equivalent of like Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher being like, we don't
wash our kids unless they're like visibly dirty.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't clean my bathtub unless it's visibly dirty.
Which now if I have lipstick in my bathtub, then it's visibly time to clean.
In fact, I'm surprised we're even still recording. Like, get up. Like, we need to clean this.
I keep getting water on my guishi.
I have water on my butt right now.
On your guishi?
My guishi, yeah. No, it's a little farther up than my guishi.
I started saying guishi and now I can't stop. The other week, Jake got his ear pierced. And I was just in a really silly mood because I'm a little sleep deprived recently. We were in the parking lot of ShopRite, or what store is available in New Jersey? What store did we go to?
Oh, we went to ShopRite, yeah.
Oh, ShopRite. And so Jake has his pamphlet of all the different piercings from his piercer and everything. And there's one under the genital piercings. And it said, I'm pretty sure it's a gooch piercing. Mm-hmm. But I said...
It is, because I looked it up and I saw a lot of pictures that I didn't want to see.
But I read it and I was like, oh my God, guishi. And now, because it's spelled like G-U-I-C-E. And
it's spelled like an Italian word. Like it's guishi. Like guiche.
Yeah, guishi. And so the whole time, like, you know when you're sleeping, the funniest thing in the world is the fucking dumbest stuff.
Everything, yes.
And so we're in ShopRite, and the whole time I'm like, my guishi feels funny. My guishi feels weird.
And we're like walking down the aisle, I'm like, can you just shut up, please?
And a man
like,
compliments me. A man complimented my pants, and I was like, that's so weird. My guishi feels so weird right now after he complimented my pants.
Yeah, Nicole's wearing camo pants, so like this man was looking so hard. And he goes, I really love your pants. And I'm like, he was looking at you hard.
My guishi's hard after that.
Yeah. Thank you. I got them at the guishi.
Oh my God, my guishi's tingling. Anyway, my guishi is soaking wet right now. Anyway, my guishi is soaking wet right now because the shower keeps falling. But what were we talking about before guishi?
You want to talk about
the
Jeff Wittick before we get too far into this. Because like, honestly, Jeff has clicked off at this point.
I can't lose that on that follow on Instagram.
I can't fucking lose it.
Literally this morning, Jake was like, you're not gonna post anywhere like that Jeff Wittick DM'd you, or like, that's so weird, because then immediately that's the fastest way to get unfollowed. Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna do it. And now we're like typing.
And we're gonna like talk about it on our podcast.
But like, Jeff said something so sinister and evil to me in this DM. Jeff Wittick himself, like, formerly from the Vlog Squad, now presently like Tana Mojo's lover and like Trisha Paytas's like right hand man, and he just said something to me so sinister that I was like, how could I not clickbait this video by using him?
That's actually so true.
Jeff Wittick, I woke up this morning from a Benadryl slumber because I cannot sleep, and I never want to don't recommend a Benadryl slumber because it is supposed to cause early onset dementia if I keep taking it, but that is a risk I'm kind of willing to take because I haven't slept in like 3 weeks at this point. I'm exhausted, things are not right, I'm getting eye bags, people are noticing, like
but she's hiding it so well. Like, when you ask Nicole, like, oh my God, how are you, she's like, I'm good.
Yeah.
And then, like, nothing seems wrong.
Kind of like how you don't know that I'm on my period ever, and I'm just like, oh.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's going on? I'm like,
I was thinking about you the other day because of that.
Thank you.
I was like, I'm going to buy her a hot water bottle.
Thank you so much. I do have a heating pad.
Oh, but, like, a hot water bottle seems so much more fun.
Why do you have to keep saying it?
Because that's how they say it in Britain. They're like, a hot water bottle.
Okay.
That's where it's from, Britain.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. You're the one with a period. Can you tell me?
Okay. Let me ask my guishi if I want one.
Okay.
Speaking of Jeff Wittick,
Oh yeah.
Not that has anything to do with my guishi, but I was sleepy and tired. This also doesn't have anything to do with Jeff Wittick, but sleepy and tired, and I was like, if I don't sleep soon, then something really bad is gonna happen. Like, I'm not joking. Last night I've been getting so anxious before bed that I was like laying awake and I was like, oh my god, if this doesn't work, if me taking the Benadryl doesn't work, like, what if I see the Hat Man? Like, I'm gonna see the Hat Man. I called Adam and I was like, I'm so scared, I'm gonna see the Hat Man. Like, what if I hallucinate because I took the normal amount of Benadryl?
You've seen scarier things than the Hat Man, I think.
I know.
I really do. Like, I think you have experienced scarier, like, demons.
I know. One time you asked me, we were driving to your house at night, and you, like, were asking, like, a deep... Well, I don't think you meant it as deep. I think you meant it as, like, fun and silly because it was Halloween time. And people need to keep up if they want to listen to this podcast. Yeah, like, really. You need to be able to... focus on 7 different conversations because that's how my brain works.
Yeah.
But we were driving back to your house, and I remember you said, what's the scariest thing you've ever seen? And I was like, how do I give an answer back that is not, like, trauma dumping and also isn't, like, ruining the mood tonight? Because
I don't even remember what you said.
I think I just said, oh, I can't think of anything right now, but, like...
What did I say? I said something funny.
Yeah, you said something funny, and I didn't want to bring the mood down, so I just didn't want to answer what the scariest thing I ever saw was.
Oh, why don't you tell us now?
I just suddenly can't remember. I just don't know. But... I did not see the Hat Man. I slept very good, and I woke up from the slumber, and I check my DMs, and Jeff Wittick is in my DMs, and I see that little blue check, and I'm like, no way. I think I literally out loud said, no way. And he sent me a very, very kind message because I made a video on the whole situation with David Dobrik and Jeff Wittick and, like, talking about the whole situation. It's kind of like a new format I'm trying out on my channel. I really love making these type of videos. And, like, a lot of people seem to like them as well. It's the similar style that
She's a YouTube historian.
Her story.
I keep getting that wrong. I'm so sorry.
And same format as, like, the frenemies video. Anyway, I was talking about everything that happened to Jeff Wittick and his accident. And so he sent me this super sweet message. And then at the end of it, he said, you're funny, you're gonna blow up soon. And that is so...
He said that to you?
He said that to me. That's crazy. That's so crazy. I even sent it to my mother, and my mother was just like...
Lock your doors.
You are going to blow up soon, Nicole. What does that mean? And then she said, Witek? Oh, Witek, he's Polish. Ask him if he's Polish.
Wait, I'm like, we literally got in your car today, and you didn't tell me he said this. We literally got in your car, we could have died.
I know. I was thinking about that. I was like, I have to watch every explosive that I'm around today because Jeff could have done something.
And you just started your car with no worries in the world?
We used the oven today.
Oh my God.
We used the space heater. We used a car
today.
We
didn't microwave anything yet.
We didn't microwave anything. Okay,
throw that away. Throw out your microwave.
Jeff Wittick tapped into my microwave.
You know what it is? It's probably in that Dyson Airwrap.
What Dyson Airwrap? My Dyson Airwrap?
Yeah. Oh, I know. Don't do your hair.
Anyway.
That's why she's wearing a hat today. She's scared to use her Dyson Airwrap.
No, it's because I want to feel like Toad.
You took these braids out earlier. You took these braids out earlier today, and I was like, it's giving, like, those...
Pippi Longstocking.
Those, like, crimps.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's cute.
Thank you so much. Do you remember that episode?
George, have you seen that clip from Dance Moms where it's, like, the girl with the bad haircut, and she, like, walks out? I, like that she did that with her
hair.
You
should grow your hair out so that we could do something like that.
Do something like that? Yeah. Like, the little crimpies? Yeah. I could do it now. Okay. Mm. Like, a little bit.
I just did want to say thank you to Jeff Wittick for not only saying really kind words and for following me, but also for giving me a title for today's podcast. That was really sweet. And if you watched the Jeff Wittick video, then in the beginning I shout out the podcast.
Exactly.
Meaning that he has seen both of our faces.
I know. First of all, he is so hot.
Jeff Wittick's a little nasty.
Yeah, he is. He's so hot, and the possibility that he may have seen me at one point in his life is, like, a little bit, like, I don't know, that's big for me. I don't know, like, hot people don't normally look, like...
Do you know what I did immediately after he DM'd me? I looked through my Instagram and all my stories and the Jeff Wittick video to see what I look like, to see how he perceived me.
I would do that. I would literally do that.
I'm like, if you look at my Instagram, what does it look like I look like? I'm like, I need to see this first. Because I'm like, I want to know what he saw.
You're not, like, in, like, this world because, like, you have a boyfriend or whatever. But when, like, cute guys, like, ask for my Instagram, I, like, can't give it to them until I go and I look. And I'm like, what were my last, like, 6 posts so like I can see what's going on there, and then like what do I have on my story right now, because my story is like deranged.
Yeah, but I sometimes like that. If a person has a more deranged story, if I see a serious story, like if I see you having a boomerang on your story, then you're not that interesting to me. Unless it's an ironic. Are Sorry. You okay?
My leg was falling asleep.
Oh, okay.
This is better for me.
Hey, our guishies are touching underneath the mics.
Okay.
Hey, you need to ask for permission before you touch my guishy. Has your life drastically changed since the podcast came out?
Yeah, like I get noticed.
Yeah.
No. No. Do you like know what my day-to-day life is like?
Here's what I think your day-to-day life is like.
Oh.
I think you wake up. You're with your dog. You're like in a cold sweat like every single morning. You just are. First thing you do is go and you check on your TikTok to see if anybody liked your comments on any posts. And if people did like comments on any, like if you Jake does this thing.
How do you know this?
Hold on.
How the f*** do you know this? What? Where are you?
Jake will like, he comments on TikToks and no, it's fine. Jake will comment on TikToks and like they're very funny, but as soon as they develop more than like 16 likes, Jake's like, what are these people? I need to delete this comment. This is so fucking annoying. Leave me alone.
I literally and you do get do mad. That.
So I think that's what you do immediately. You probably delete some comments mm-hmm. that you have left somewhere, especially if it blew up more than 16 likes. You're like, yeah. I need you guys to respect
if
my privacy.
If I'm getting notifications every like minute about a comment that I left on a TikTok,
turn
I'm
off
like,
your notifications.
I did actually. So you'd be proud of me. I did turn. That tasted like sauce or whatever it's called.
It is sauce.
Yeah, it is good. That tasted like sauce.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah. No, but I it annoys me to be perceived sometimes, like for my comments, because I'm like my like actual TikToks, nobody watches those.
So why are you annoyed if people are seeing your comments? Because maybe people. Because
I'm funny everywhere, Nicole.
Exactly. So maybe it'll migrate.
That's true.
You can't just expect.
I had a comment like blow up one time on, and people might not remember this video, but this girl was like, "I'm like don't know like, I don't know a lot, but here's like how come a bicycle falls over?"
Do you want to answer the call from your dad?
Oh,
hello.
Oh, hey, Dad. What's up?
Hi.
Hey. What's the shirt doing on Tucker?
What do you mean? What?
No, why is the shirt on him?
Because he likes to be warm and cozy. Okay, love ya.
Love you.
Bye.
Okay, like I put like a little.
That is so funny.
I put an adorable little hoodie on my dog. I guess my dad has like a huge problem with that.
Why are you suffocating?
He's
your
literally
dog?
Like he's. That was so random.
That was.
They
so
do
funny.
That all the time though. One time he called me and he was like, "Your car blew up." I was like, "Oh, that's fun though."
I wish my dad called me with updates.
What would he say?
It was a TikTok, but you were you were explaining
she goes
it
like,
so
a
poorly.
Bicycle. I know, I'm explaining it so poorly. She's like, a bicycle falls over, but when you ride it, it just magically stays up. And I commented, here come the physics stands with like the rolling eyes emoji. That comment got me like 30,000 likes. It was so funny.
And then you deleted it.
And then I deleted it.
You're so sick. You're so sick and twisted.
I might have deleted it. Maybe I didn't.
Yeah, I know
but
you
I
did.
Think I definitely did because I don't get like notifications on it anymore. But I also have like a TikTok account that I used to use that I no longer do. Does that make sense?
That's the thing is that like if you were to continue making YouTube videos and if one video
I would literally be like get out of my comments.
Literally, like that's why a video of yours can never blow up or something can do well.
This is why I only talk to you. Because I can't talk to this like that many people. You know, I never see the comments on these because
yeah, don't read them.
I don't because it's, you're gonna it's be like everybody it's just stop. Like stop trying to talk to me.
You look like the most ungrateful person alive.
Right? No, because the most ungrateful person alive is Khloe Kardashian.
Oh,
because she sits there and they're like, literally, Chris is like, you should start a podcast, and she's like, why? Like I hate you, Mom, and I can't believe you would say that to me. That's.
Jake, the whole time while we were watching this new episode of The Kardashians and Kris Jenner is like trying to convince Khloe to start a podcast, the whole time Jake is like, this is what it was like talking to you.
This is literally like when we would sit down and be like, should we start the podcast again? Like, she's Khloe and I'm Chris. And I'm like, I just think it would be a good idea for you.
I'm like, I'm sick of your shit. You've been putting a band-aid over a bullet hole for years now. I have no one to turn to. I have no support.
And I'm like, you're blowing up, you're spiraling.
Yeah,
that's exactly, what I would do. No, I'm like, gaslight, you're feeling.
That's exactly how it went.
Did we finish the Jeff Wittick story?
Yes, because I ended it and I said thank you for your guishi and your time. And I said,
he sent you guishi pics?
I'm not going to say, well, what he said to me is completely private. I just wanted to mention the threat that he mentioned to me that he's gonna, that I'm going to blow up.
Yeah, because you sent me actually screen caps of it and it was like paragraphs. Like he was like writing paragraphs to you. So that was pretty cool.
I didn't send you the guishi pic though.
No. That's like private. I wouldn't expect you to.
I do respect that a lot. I had a friend once who did hook up with a celebrity. You know who?
Oh, yeah.
And they got sent guishi pics.
By the celebrity?
Yes.
Did they show anyone?
No, because they're so respectful. Yes,
I love that friend.
Yes, because they showed me the messages. Like, it was not like he exposed the conversation. I was just like, no, you did not. I was like, show me proof that you talked to this person.
Yeah.
And he showed me the text and stuff, like screenshot of them, but like purposely cropped out all the guishi pics. I thought that was so kind of him.
That
I
mean, is so sweet.
The standards are so low.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like, oh my God, he didn't show guishi. That's so sweet of him. But like,
no, didn't. That's like when I go on like dates and stuff and like I'm messaging guys, I'm gay.
Are you sending guishi pics?
No.
Why?
I'm like, why am I not?
Yeah.
I don't like that part of me.
What if Jacob Elordi wanted to send you a guishi pic?
I don't think his guishi would be, like, hot.
Why?
Do you think guishis are hot?
He's, like, 6'5".
So he has, like, a long guishi?
Guishi has turned into so many different things. Guishi meant for me.
I'm talking about his...
Well,
can we say that?
I think guishi is, like, what's the word? It's like... what's it called?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like elusive. Like it could mean one thing, but
I want to see that written on paper.
Another. It could mean so many different things. Like if depending on the context.
I don't think it does mean so many different things though.
Well, I'm saying it does.
Oh. Okay. I guess like that's your prerogative.
Right.
Is that what that
yes.
is?
Yes. Kind of like depending on like how hard you say the word kurwa in Polish, like then like it means different things.
What does that mean?
Well, it's so many different things. Like if you say it like lightly, then it's like damn, but then if you say it like really harshly, then it's like
I'm gonna put like a little like animation over what just happened. It's gonna be like learning Polish with Nicole.
We'll see if you end up doing
it. I literally will not.
We can do a segment each episode.
Yeah, we were
trying
thinking
to chew a word.
Oh, that's cute.
I used to get
I already know so many.
Like what?
Chleb.
What's that?
Mleko. Chleb is bread. Mm-hmm. Mleko is milk.
Mm-hmm.
Kobieta is like, yeah, my Duolingo is showing. Stop.
Your
don't look
what?
At my Duolingo. I'm in the bath. Get out. My Duolingo is showing. Sorry. Wait. Kobieta is like, is that little girl or something?
No, it's like a woman.
A woman. Okay.
Yeah.
Mishesna is man.
Jinky
is thank you.
Yeah.
It's like thanks, and Jinkuya is like thank you.
Yeah, you're right.
And then
you're very good at this.
I learned the word for earthworm because it was hard to say.
Oh, I can't say it again.
I can't say it again. It was a long word.
It was because my mom had to
it was
like
hard
say
it. I know, and we asked her, and she like said it so easily. What else do I know?
Almost
in
like that's her native language.
Obviously, dzień dobry.
Oh, this is it.
Spienie mam rosz.
Dżownica.
It's like Dżdżownica. Well, that'd be fun. You should bring a word to learn every episode.
Time.
Yeah, that's
okay,
kind
of
cute.
Okay, so word of the day is kurwa.
Kurwa.
Yes.
What does it mean?
Depends how hard you say it.
Kurwa!
My mom, like, listen. This is the only episode that she, like, listens to.
This one?
Or Jeff Wittick, because he's Polish, so...
Oh,
and he understands what it means.
We should do a whole episode in Polish. Well, actually, I was talking a while ago, back when we first started the podcast, we should have done a whole episode in Simlish.
Jarbi garduza!
I thought it would be fun.
Bartzi bardo.
I would need to write it out, though. You're better at, like, making it up.
You think I am?
Yeah.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
What, that you're really good at Simlish?
Yeah. Gardasto Vila.
I saw Adam the other day, like, and I
my
went
boyfriend?
Up to him. Yeah, and I was like, your girl's good at Simlish.
Guard. No.
I just know every word to Las Fruby New.
Sarb.
Las
Fruby New.
Yarby Dancil Dable Dupes. Ima Duka Mimi Shoops. Sipa Gipsy Offer Goob. Las Fruby New. Yeah.
You're really good at that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Yeah.
Our
we should learn Slut Pop in Simlish.
Oh my god. We should learn in German too.
Oh yeah.
Wait.
I'm going to Germany.
And das like, ist Schlutpop.
I'm going to Germany in like 5 minutes.
She literally has a... Oh yeah, we need to wrap this up
then. It's like 5 days or something like that. That's cool. That I'm going. And I'm
What are you going to do there?
I don't think like anyone knows that I'm even going. Like well, in general, they do like, now. No, like in my personal life even.
You'll be leaving like... Nicole will be on flight on Wednesday. No, well...
I asked Adam if we could do mushrooms at the Anne Frank house in Amsterdam, and he said no, which is like really weird.
Is this a reference to something?
No.
You're lying.
No, it's not.
You did... That's not a reference to anything?
It's like, a reference to what I'm about to do in like a week. Yeah.
Lying. I know you're lying.
I swear Who said on that? My life.
Okay. Ow! Oh! Oh! I think I had my ankle mangled in such a weird way. That really hurt. I literally can't walk.
This will be good for you.
Because I need to extend. I'm going to literally extend my legs and straddle you.
No. You can't. Just don't touch my guishi. I think that this is good for you because you know how I'm a firm believer. I personally don't believe in sitting down to take your shoes off. And that's not an ableist thing. That's like, obviously accommodations will be made for those who need them. But for me, myself personally, I cannot tolerate the idea of me one day losing the ability to get off the 100% dead serious. The reason, listen, I cured my memory by in the past
using mushrooms
and taking in them drug? In the Anne Frank
like,
house.
Are you like elaborating on your drug?
I took mushrooms in the Anne Frank house before, and that's why I you remember. Did not. I've never been to Amsterdam, so that's a lie. But
is Amsterdam in Germany?
No.
It's in Holland.
I'm going to Amsterdam. I'm going to Germany and Brussels and Amsterdam next week.
You're going to do shrooms in the Lisa Frank house?
I'm doing shrooms in the Lisa Frank house.
I do shrooms in my Lisa Frank notebook. That's literally so Yellow Jackets coded.
Lisa Frank
leaving was shrooms doing. In your Lisa Frank.
That is folder. True.
Yeah, that's what they did. Spoiler alert.
Well, I think... I think that that's something that you should consider doing. Maybe your memory would be fixed if
I did shrooms
at the Anne Frank house.
I will never do drugs.
Good.
Hashtag dare.
You be one of those people who used to unironically wear dare shirts, and then I remember like my coworkers being like, "That's so funny and silly that like you're unironically."
And then
like,
they drugged you.
That actually is true.
Exactly.
You can leave that in because is true.
I remember.
Oh, rats. I forgot about that.
That's why. See, all dare shirts do is make you a target.
Fuck, that's exactly what happened to me. Yeah. Damn.
You were a target.
I don't even know
you
if
were
I...
You're a victim.
I don't think I'll ever get into that whole story completely, but yeah, that is true. I completely forgot about that.
You weren't like terribly drugged, though. Like
I was terribly drugged.
Okay, like, yes, you were drugged.
Not like...
I don't think that she did it on purpose, though.
She didn't.
Yeah,
she
didn't. Yeah. So, like... Let's get that out of
the way. Yes. Open. She didn't do it terribly.
Nicole was drugged in like the equivalent of like being like, oh my god, these brownies are so good. And then being like, and then be like, there's weed in that.
And
like,
then
that
the equivalent of is... being like, I'm really scared. But then
I need to go home.
But then like that was me for like.
But still working through your Chipotle shift.
But that was me for years on end. Like the lasting effects of I'm really scared was accidentally like a few. It wasn't like a 2-hour trip. It was like a 4-year trip kind of thing.
Wow. But now you can take Benadryl and have no scary hat man effects.
No hat man. I literally like woke up this morning and I thought to myself, like when Jeff Wittick responded to me, I was like, I might be in a dream right now. Like this might be a really fucked up weird version of the hat man that like they put into these new Benadryls.
Do you have dreams where you fall back asleep and you're still in the same dream?
I try to.
That happens to me all the time. Like I will wake up at 8 a.m. and then I'll sleep in another hour. But like,
yeah.
But like this was the dream until 8 and now it has continued. And I get like a little, it's like a little second up. It's like a sequel.
I try to do that with guys that I was like in love with. Like I would like try to like I would have dreams about guys I was in love with.
And then like, please yeah, let me.
No, literally. I would be like, please.
I had such a good dream about Fousey Tube just
Shut
now.
Shut the fuck up. You know what? Maybe it was. And you know what? If you were a fan of FouseyTube when we were like 17, no, I wasn't 17. I was like 13. If you saw
if you were married and in a loving relationship like I was with FouseyTube,
right.
Then you would understand.
Nobody understands Yousef like I do.
That's why Nicole should be making a video.
I should not. That man is in an institution right now.
Talk about
that.
Talk about all the good times.
That man is getting help.
Talk about all the good times. Like shit girls say.
Yeah. Shit Drake says.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See? You should start making content. I should really want to start making content like that. I know a guy who has like 13 million followers on TikTok, and all he does is like do skits where like he wears a wig or like a towel. Yeah, he used to wear a towel. Yeah. And he just goes like, son, get your butt in here.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
That was that. I had a guy like that in my high school too. His name was Danny Barbados. He was popular on Tumblr and then really popular on Facebook. And I'll never ever forget. Like, I think he graduated by the time that I was like a freshman or something. But anyway, I remember one time there was a fire drill, but he lived by the school, like really close to the school, like close enough that he could hear that a fire drill was happening, or his sister like alerted him that there was a fire drill. So he showed up to like my high school's campus while there was a fire drill. And like, I remember this girl being like, oh my God, I am the biggest fan of you, Danny Barbados. And I'm like taking a selfie with him. And I'm like, this motherfucker just went to school here. And listen, great.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Granted, like, yes, he was, like, funny and very big and popular and everything, but, like, that was just, like, that
was...
Wait,
so he was, like, on YouTube or something making things?
On YouTube, mainly Facebook. Okay. It was mainly Facebook. And he would, like, make videos, like, exactly like shit girls say. And, like, that was the peak comedy. Like, me and my cousins, like, I know, I'm really... My bashing is soaking wet right
really?
Now.
Really?
It's fine.
Put a pillow
no,
over
I
it.
No, I want it. I like it like
oh,
this.
Oh, okay.
That was, like, peak comedy. It was, like, men dressing up as women and putting towels over their heads or, like, a wig. And then being, like, oh, my God, like, my makeup's messed up. Like, yeah. That was, like, peak funny at the time. Like, especially when we were in, like...
But drag is bad.
Drag is evil.
Drag is evil and bad.
And bad for children.
But shit girls say?
Shit girls say is fucking good. Funny. All of those men who have dressed up in a wig or a towel, that's including Jay Cyrus. That's including Danny Barbados.
No, not Jay Cyrus. Like, don't say that to me.
All of those men included should be standing up for the drag community. Because exactly, what they because have done is they
drag was
all,
the foundation of absolutely. What they were doing. Yeah.
If I do not see them at the rallies or supporting drag rights, those guys.
Period. Because you're at those rallies.
Hell yeah!
You're like, if I don't see them at those rallies that I haven't been to yet, but I'm going to, I plan on.
I don't think that there's any Philly drag rallies. Philly is run by drag queens.
That's true.
You cannot take drag queens away from Philly when that's like the whole basis and center.
That's true. Philly was like the first colonial like city to be.
Betsy Ross was a drag queen.
To elect a drag queen. Oh yeah, absolutely.
She was.
Duh. She knew how to sew.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a drag queen.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly.
And she sewed together that gay little design.
She did.
Stars and stripes.
Gay.
Yeah, I agree. Betsy Ross.
Gay icon. Drag icon. RuPaul would have loved her.
Oh my God, RIP Betsy Ross, you would have loved RuPaul. You know, RIP Betsy Ross, you would have done so well on Drag Race.
RIP Betsy Ross, you would have loved Troye Sivan's music video.
Troy, I saw a interview where he was saying that he was like, I'm not trans, but
he's not ready to let go of.
But he's not ready.
Shut the fuck up! Yeah. Don't say that you saw an interview. It was a TikTok.
Oh, is that what it was? I'm sorry.
I do the same thing. I'm like,
it's basically like an interview.
I'm like, I read this article, and it's like, it's not me reading an article. It's a TikTok that I watched.
Like, I've done a ton of research on that subject. Meanwhile, like, you've watched, like, maybe 3 1-minute long TikToks.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. It's because yesterday I said something along the lines of, oh, it's because of Alex G. I was like, oh, I read an article about Alex G's, like, girlfriend or wife or something is, like, a cellist or whatever. Because I think I saw Alex G in front of my house yesterday. But I don't know if that was, like, the equivalent of the Hat Man or what. But
that
I
was
think,
your... Alex G is my personal Hat Man.
I think I saw him. No, Alex G is, like, that's, like, the Oregon Hat Man. Like, that's the Hat Man that you would see if you, like, lived in, like, Portland. But, like, to me, like, that's, like, what?
That's just, like, funny. Like, that's funny.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm literally, like, I don't care, like, how many times I've said it. My bashing is soaked right now. No, not my baseshing.
Would you mind not doing that?
Sorry, baseshing is another word.
Like, it really makes me uncomfortable when we're in the tub and you're talking about how wet you are.
You're, like, one of the reasons that, like, one time I was on a scooter with Jake. We went to the beach.
This is so triggering for me.
We went to Asbury Park. And then we're in Asbury Park. First of all, amazing ice cream there. Very scrumptious and yummy. Yeah,
what's the place called?
I don't know.
We just go there every time we're there.
Just go find it.
Yeah. And you'll know it when you see it.
And Mogo Korean tacos.
Which are good.
Yeah.
But we've since discovered, though, that we like don't love them.
We've had better Korean food. But they are there
and good.
Yeah. It's like, it's good and, like, it's good for the memories. Like, that's our, like, our little routine.
It's actually not Asbury Park. Is that, it's, that's Ocean Grove.
Even that town is?
I think so.
Whatever. Anyway,
I feel personally attacked as a New Jersey person, but go ahead.
Sorry. Anyway, we're there. We see those stupid little lime scooters, and Jake and I are like, well, no, it's really just you, because I don't want to ride them, because I'm scared.
I don't think I said, Nicole, get on.
I think you did, because...
No, because a scooter's more fun when it's just you.
I don't know how to ride a bike,
you did that thing where you were like, I've never ridden a scooter or a bike before, and I was like, oh, you poor thing.
You got on behind me.
And it was very much like I was holding on to her. Like
Jack and Rose.
Yeah. Like, what's that thing that motorcyclists do?
Holding each other.
That's it. Yeah. Spooning. Yeah. I was spooning Nicole on the...
And we didn't hit anything. That's not true.
We didn't hit anything?
I think we were heading towards a BMW.
And I was trying to slow us down. And Nicole's instinct reaction, like, in panic, is to, like, rev the shit up. And I'm like, no, no! And it was, like, a Porsche. Like, it wasn't just, like, anyone's car. It was like, oh, my God. Like, that's really an expensive nice car. And so I was just like, fuck it. We're going down.
And we, like, turned the handle. Anyway... Jake falls on top of me. I fall onto the ground. The scooter falls out. The scooter is extremely heavy because these electric scooters are so heavy. Falls down onto me. Falls onto... And the first thing I say is, my beige is shitting. Because that was just...
That's such like a... Like to explain why we say beige shitting is like its own lore in general.
I don't even know if I want to get that up.
I don't think that we can talk about that until the right people are around.
Okay, sure.
To give that story. So the beige shitting lore... Because I wasn't even there for that. I just adopted it because of you.
The beige shitting lore will be kept hidden.
Yeah.
But just know that my beige shin got so extremely bruised. Like, it's not even funny. Yeah. The way that I did not know that you... Well, it wasn't my vagina, because it was my vulva. The way that... Okay, what? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Vulva, clitoris, damn, girl. How many tits you got?
My whole Mons pubis. I only know about Mons pubis because of Missy from Big Mouth, which I am going to make you watch today.
I think that would be disgusting.
They Missy.
Today? I thought I was going to edit this after.
We're going to do it all. So we're going to watch Kardashians and Big Mouth and editing this.
Yeah, great. Six screens. And
that's how I function. But Missy from Big Mouth, which I have been told that I sound like her sometimes, which is like the biggest compliment ever, but she just sounds like this all the time. And she was like, you know who plays her now? Ido Edebiri.
Who is that?
Ido, not Ido. Ayo? Ayo Edebiri?
From?
Theater Camp.
Oh, in Bottoms.
Yeah. Ayo, right?
I don't know.
I think it's Ayo.
Bottoms is very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she plays the voice of Missy now. Anyway, she talks like this all the time. And she like really liked this guy. And so they were Mons pushing each other. So like, it's like they weren't humping each other, but they kind of were, but their Mons were touching, their Mons pubis. It was called Mons touching. Ew,
like two of them, like two women?
That's disgusting to you? I think it was a boy. I don't remember actually. Maybe it was a girl. I don't know. I don't remember. But the point is that she was Mons pushing. She was pushing her Mons towards this person.
It's like mewing. It's looks maxing your vagina.
It's looks maxing your vagina. And anyway,
Yeah, it's like when you suck it in when someone's looking at you, but like it's like you get naked, you turn around,
your Mons
the guy's
pubis?
Like on the bed like this.
No.
And then you're like pushing your Mons pubis in.
I think guys like it when you have more of a Mons pubis, because you know that whole thing, like
if you're about to tell me, you just asked, do you know, and you're about to ask a question about a vagina, the answer is no. The answer is no immediately.
I jokingly said to Jake that we should watch Naked Attraction, but the thought of Jake seeing a vagina would actually be so
terrible for me.
Diabolical for you. Come here, cowboy.
I'm like very sensitive.
I know. Okay, cowboy, don't touch it.
What the fuck? What are you doing? What is he doing?
Sorry, I don't know.
Do you want to come in or not? Oh. You just pulled him under. You just drowned him. Hi, baby.
Aww.
Hi.
Aw, he's so cute. What?
Yeah.
He's very good. Look at him. He's fortune telling. My therapist says that I shouldn't do that anymore, fortune tell. My therapist left me.
That's tough when you like have a living making, like being a psychic and reading people's really like tough palms and shit.
She told me I'm a really bad psychic and I was like, fuck you then.
You're like, that's my profession.
Right. Get that. Oops. Could you try it? Sorry.
Well, she was in the last one,
she
too.
She was in the last one.
She's always trying to bug her.
She I like he
checks
he does
my
that.
He checks my molars for me.
I did not think that your vagina, your fucking bashishing, that your vulva, your mons pubis could turn purple when it gets bruised. Trust and believe, it does.
I thought you were kidding about that.
No, it goes through all five stages of grief of like a bruise. It's like turns purple.
My mom's pubis is in denial.
It turns blue. It turns green. It turns yellow. And then the last step is acceptance.
How are you sitting on it then?
Well, like just depending how you're sitting. Like, are you sitting more on your butt? Are you sitting? I'm not going to explain to you my anatomy right now.
Are you like reverse cowgirling?
I'm reverse cowgirling. Every chair in this house has been reverse cowgirled.
Oh wow, yeah, she's some wide chairs, so that's crazy.
Yeah. I do. Yeah. All the vintage ones, they have been reverse cowgirled in.
Ew.
That's how I.
Is that why they're all? They have all that stuff on them.
It's
like wet. On
it's
there.
Leather
it's like
shine.
Gel.
It's leather shine.
Oh
yeah, it's leather conditioner.
Oh well, I'm surprised then they're not more bleached.
Oh.
From your. Isn't that what vaginas do? They like
sometimes.
Bleach things sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Someone was saying that they were like, I can't believe vaginas are so powerful. Is that how they get bleach? Oh, guys, we should
that's
stop.
How they get
we
it.
Should stop harvesting bleach from women's vaginas. I think that's wrong. We need to find another different. Is that what's in my hair?
Yeah.
No.
That's what is in your hair. That's what we use to bleach at discharge.
Women are so.
Speaking of which,
amazing.
We do have to bleach your roots soon, so I will have to collect some discharge.
Thank you. And I, however much you want for it, like as long as my hair stays
that's
blonde.
Why we keep buying the bleach without you being there. Yeah, that's
because
how it just keeps
like,
showing
you're
up.
Like siphoning it from you.
Yeah,
you're like
kind of how they do snail mucin, like they let the snails crawl all over like a net and then they let the snail apparently means
what
they're
so you're
happy.
Doing like that thing that dogs do to like a rug where they like scooch across it. That's disgusting.
Yeah,
good for you though.
Thank you so
you're
much.
So powerful. Are you thank selling you. Any are you selling like any or do I use your full supply?
You use my full supply. Like I just,
I'm
like,
so sorry I didn't
no,
even know.
It's okay. There's no one else I would rather give my
thank
discharge
you
to.
I'm glad that you guys do that without me too, because like that would be a really like horrifying
right.
process for me.
Sometimes like we were really worried that you want to grow your hair out and that we would have to get more product to be like bleaching.
Well, we have other
hair.
Friends with vaginas.
We do.
Would they
or, I just,
or is there discharge already?
I don't know how like we could be mixing our pHs, because then like we might be creating like an arsenic or something.
Damn, like, do you think that could happen?
Yeah, because if you combine like if the pHs of all of
being
our
a woman
like,
is so tough.
I know, if we combine all the pHs of our like discharges together and like if the pH isn't right, then we might like, it might turn into like acetone.
That's why lesbians have such a hard time scissoring, because it's like they could literally kill each other.
I know, with, they're like, so brave.
Wow,
being
they're
braver
gay is
than
impossible.
U.S. Marines.
Yeah, literally, women like are honestly legends.
Speaking of vaginas.
Oh, again? Great.
I have to talk about, I think I want to be elusive about how I'm telling this story, though, because I do want to protect the identity of this person.
Oh, great. Oh my God, yay. I'm excited about this one. Go.
I do want to protect their identity, just because, like.
Well, I feel like if you say the name,
Then they get promoted.
And then
I
more people.
I get paid for this.
Oh, that's
I'm
true.
I'm not doing free ads.
Maybe they can come to you and you can, like if they see this and they're like, oh, that's about me, then they can come to you about saying their actual name.
I don't think that they will ever consume any content I have ever made ever in my entire life, because that person didn't barely looked my way when I was in middle school.
And now you might get all their attention.
I am telling you the full, like, every single time I have retold this story, I'm not, I wish that this was, I want people to watch this episode, because if people don't listen to this episode, then this story is genuinely going to waste. Like, it's literally, like...
Because nobody will ever find out.
No, because it's so fucking... It's so extremely, like, ego-crushing. Like, this is going to knock me down several pegs. Like, this is going to be so extremely, majorly, very much so humbling for me.
Okay, I'm gonna cut out most of what you just said right there. That was long. Wait, no, because if you tell your story about your... person,
you will tell yours.
I'll tell mine. Yeah,
yours is a lot more better.
No, because we've alluded to mine on the podcast before, because it happened in 2020, because I was like, I'm a terrible person for doing things. And then I was like, no, but I have come in peace.
I'm genuinely like putting my ego to the side telling the story, because that's the only way that I have told a story to everyone. I have like...
You're so brave.
Thank you. The fact that I have like willingly called people immediately after... I should just get into it. And this is the exact way that I had to tell my therapist when I told her. She's like, Nicole, we've used up all your 50 minutes of you just giving a disclaimer. I'm like, sorry, I'm a YouTuber.
That's literally like how I am with my therapist too.
Yeah, I had to start being like...
My therapist went to the Kesha concert.
Oh!
And I saw a video, it was on Halloween, of somebody there, and I was like, my therapist was there.
Did you comment that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, good.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Okay, go ahead.
So,
sorry.
I didn't even tell you this portion of the story. I've been having trouble sleeping recently.
You what? No! Nicole, you should have come to me. I'm just kidding. Get off of me. Go.
I've been having trouble sleeping recently, and I've tried everything under the sun. Truly everything under
the sun. No, I don't like where this is going now.
I have tried everything under the sun, okay? Like, I've tried fucking melatonin, I've tried ashwagandha, I've tried L-theanine, I've tried reishi mushrooms. I've tried it all, okay?
You should be seeing a licensed professional if you're gonna have ashwagandha.
You actually should, because it can lead to liver problems, but... Mm-hmm. I have tried everything under the sun, and so I...
What's that other drug that people go on trips for?
Acid?
No.
Mushrooms?
No. It's like, oh, she's on a ayahuasca. Blah, blah, blah. You haven't tried that yet.
That doesn't help with sleeping.
Yeah, you never know. I think
that just helps with releasing bad juju.
Which is what you have and why you can't sleep.
You're right.
Go ahead.
I've tried everything. And I just, like, I need to get exhausted before bed, so I have tried everything under the sun. So I was on the internet.com, and I was online, and I was just scrolling through. I needed a good bedtime story, like a good bedtime video story before bed.
No.
So that, like, no. To put me to sleep. But, like, this was, like, a website that I had to go into, like, enter incognito mode, and then, like, I had
Are
to-
Are you serious? Is this actually how you found out?
I didn't tell you.
No, you didn't.
I didn't.
This is crazy, but go ahead. Wait, honestly though, no judgment. Go ahead.
This is the authentic, real, like, I...
We don't even toot in front of each other. like that's what I'm gonna say. Like, go ahead.
So, I'm on internet.com, and I'm on this specific website.com, and I'm looking at stuff, and I'm like, la la la, I'm scrolling through, and I'm like... This something looks really familiar here. Like, something looks really oddly, really... crazy familiar. And it wasn't his beige shing, and it wasn't his reishi. And I'm looking at this man, like,
I've seen this penis before.
I'm looking at this man working. I'm looking at this man doing his job.
Oh, okay.
Like that Talking Head song, working, na 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 na, like the song that I played for you today.
No, the one about being in the... About having your house having all the amenities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This man was working. He was busy. What's that one song also by like Camila Cabello? You gotta go to work.
Was he taming snakes? Like, was he like a snake tamer? Or was he like...
Not like...
Was he like
someone else?
Was he like a shark tamer?
He was... Both!
Oh, good for him.
And anyway.
Not both.
And I'm like standing there. I'm not standing. I'm looking at this video, and I look at this man, and I'm like, I know this guy, but there's no way I fucking know this guy. There's no way I could know this guy. Like, I don't know anyone in this field of work. Like, that's amazing. Good for him. But I don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking at his tattoo. He has two very distinct tattoos.
What are they of?
I can't say. He has two very distinct tattoos. One of which, this is a big enough
he
hint.
He has had
these are two big enough hints. One, he has had when he was 13 years old, because when, okay, in my
country, in my country,
it's like everyone jokes around, like all of my friends from Philly always say that I went to Euphoria High because of how like, some like wild the things are. Like,
I know my high school was like so normal, and then your high school experience was not.
No, and like, did guys in middle school, did the sexy boys have tattoos? Yes. Were they sexy for that? Yes. Did I try to befriend them because they were sexy? Yes. Were the teachers also in love with them? Yes. And that was weird. Anyway, there was this guy who was like a year or two older than me, and I remember he had this tattoo because I remember when he got it, I remember me and my friends being like, oh my god, that's so crazy that he's 13 and has a tattoo, but also, why is his mom's name spelled like that? It's a tattoo for his mom, but her name is spelled in a really specific way.
Okay.
And I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Like, how, that looks
how,
like, a typo.
How weird. No, don't use the actual name, but like, use like another name that like, but like, how it's misspelled.
Like, you know,
like
how,
Darlene, like, how would it be spelled if it were Darlene?
Like, no, like, you know how like the name, like, what's the name, like, how about, like,
Gladys?
No, like,
Leah.
No.
It's like Leah, but if it was spelled L-E-Y-H-A.
No, it's like if Bella had one L.
Bila. Okay, cute.
He's huge. And so I remember this tattoo, and me and my friends being like, this is a stupid ass tattoo. Because not only did he get a typo, but then finding out that's actually how his mom's name is spelled. Oh. But then he got like this other, like, kind of fugly tattoo and like whatever. But we were like kids, and I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah,
I went to middle school with this kid. I went to high school with this kid. And he was really popular because he was really attractive. Like, really, really, really attractive.
That happened to me.
Yeah.
Like, I was really attractive, so I was really popular.
I don't know about that.
Oh.
And so, anyway, I remember in middle school, like, me being obsessed with him, and I went back to, like, our Facebook messages, and I did definitely message him. Anyway, I think I sat on his lap at the Scholastic Book Fair.
Yeah, you would. You were that girl. You stole his hat, too.
I think
me... And you were like, come and get it.
I think me and Kaylee were, like, taking turns sitting on guys' laps. Like, I think they were like, sit on my lap. Because there wasn't enough stools for everyone. So I was like,
oh my God,
lap hopping.
They needed their jeans bleached.
That's the that's the most contact I've had with men. After that, like, it stopped.
Like, that was too much.
I became very fearful of men after that.
That was enough for a lifetime.
Anyway, I'm on this website. I'm like, there's absolutely no fucking way. And like, I needed proof. And I'm like, looking at like the name and stuff. I'm like, there's no name here. Like, nothing is like listed. And I'm like, there's no fucking way that this is.
Did you do a reverse image search on Google?
No, no. Oh, so what okay, I decided to do was go on the Facebook page of the guy who I thought it was.
Okay.
Just to like clear my own conscience and
were
be like.
Were you friends with him on Facebook?
No, I'm not. Okay, not okay, anymore. Okay. I used to be, but like, I cleared
after
out my
this,
Facebook. No.
You were like,
I cleared out my Facebook like many years ago of like, it's only people who I am friends with
how
and
many,
talk to.
How many friends do you have on Facebook, just out of curiosity?
I think like under 200.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a Facebook loser, no offense.
Okay.
I have like 900 friends on Facebook.
Okay, and how many do you talk to?
All of them.
I'm sure. That's crazy.
That's why it's hard to text people back sometimes.
Where were they all at your birthday party?
I got COVID, so I couldn't. I guess she didn't have a birthday
weird.
Party. Remember?
Yeah.
It was really hard because I had to text every single person.
All 900 people.
And like, and
why didn't
actually
you just
Verizon
say on
contacted me, and they were like, "Dude, you're sending way too many texts."
Oh, so you don't have unlimited texts?
No.
Oh, so you're broke?
Yes.
Oh. So.
Oh. Anyway.
I went on his Facebook page and I screamed. I screamed immediately. Because what is staring back at me in his profile picture but that tattoo
oh my God.
Of his mother's typoed name, which
wow.
It's not a typo, it's actually how you spell her name. And that is the moment that I found out that my middle school and high school crush that everyone fiend for, I had authentically, accidentally found his Cornstar page.
Cornstar?
And that...
I was wondering how you were going to say it. I was like, ooh, I can't wait.
That was... the most humbling experience of my entire life, because I wanted to tell people, but I needed to, I had to be honest with, like, my, I couldn't tell a lie to Kaylee.
Mm-hmm.
To Kaylee, I'm going to be honest with her. So we called all of our girlfriends, and then all my girlfriends were like, you're f***ing behind. Like, we all knew this. Like, he posts about it on his Facebook page really? All the time, asking for followers and nobody on his let sponsor you know. Page. It's just, I just really... It's just really hard for me because I just, it's so tough. Okay. It's so tough and difficult for me because, like, this man, if there's anyone, and I mean anyone that I've ever met in my whole entire life who should be in that field, it is him. He is absolutely in the right path that he should be in. And I'm so incredibly happy for him. And he's very successful. And it's really scary that I can't say who, like, what person, like, you know how some people are like, you can be a corn star and you can be an actress, you can be a corn star and you can be an influencer, mm-hmm. you can be
like, you were like, he's gonna be a corn star.
No, the fact that he has worked with one of my favorite
corn, like, stars.
No, not my favorite.
You're talking about
I can't say it, you can't say it either. One of my favorite people who also happens to do corn star on the side, corn starry. Stop, you're giving out too many hints. When I saw this video, because I'm like having to do research, like Kaylee and I are like trolling through and like having to see this all and seeing
it's
that
hard
he
to
is,
see other people living out
I
your dreams.
I'm supposed to be her best friend. Like, why is he her best friend first? Why is he inside of her first? I should be hanging out with her. I see her.
That's gonna be the trailer for the thing, is you saying that I should have been her friend.
I wanted to be her friend so badly. That's and I so still sad. Can be her friend, but it's the fact that he somehow got to her first. And I wanted to become her friend authentically. But now, there's obviously no way that we can become friends. Because she... I just can't
she
work with someone... She stole my man! Anyway, I didn't tell you that I found him authentically.
Oh, whatever. But that, like, means nothing to me.
I know, but, like, I just feel like it adds something to the story that, like, it wasn't, like...
Everyone
how
does
did
it.
You, how did you think that I stumbled upon it? Like, I was just like, oh my God.
I don't know. I don't think about that.
Oh, okay.
Do you believe me when I say that how I stumbled upon mine?
Yeah, I did.
Because that's the truth. Mine is the truth. Yeah, I didn't go looking for him. I used to work at Trader Joe's. We said it. We had a whole episode where we were, like, exposing Trader Joe's.
Wonder what Trader Hose is. Jesus Christ.
Later Hose was what I used to call it. Well, I couldn't, like, talk about it though while I was working there though, because it was like, I don't know, I just didn't want any, I didn't want to get fired for stupid reasons. Like, everybody at Starbucks gets fired for, like, having funny videos that they make, and I'm just like, that's stupid.
Right.
But I used to work at Trader Joe's, and there was this guy there. His name was Jerry, which, like, literally nobody's gonna find him by his actual name. Except for people who worked with me at Trader Joe's, or maybe you worked with him at the Trader Joe's he moved to, but whatever. He, like, I don't know, I thought he was cute. He had, like, tattoos and stuff, and I didn't think that he was gay.
See, that's what happens, is that they f*** themselves over because they have tattoos.
And
I
yeah.
You know what? If that man didn't have that tattoo, I would have never recognized known, yeah. him. I would
that's
have
so
never
fair.
Recognized him.
That's so
he
fair.
Didn't f*** him over. He didn't f*** himself over because he, like, gained, like, 5 new fans all over, right. like, my girlfriend.
Well, tattoos are hot, so.
Not his, but anyway.
Not Bella.
Sorry.
Anyway, yeah, so I was talking with my friend, like, the one morning. First of all, I used to get to work at 5 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And so it was 5 a.m. and I'm talking to my friend. And she mentions that she's, like, friends with Jerry, who works here. And I was like, Jerry? Like, hot Jerry?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, like, nobody calls him that. And I'm like, everybody knows Jerry's hot. Don't, like,
no
don't get it twisted.
No calls him Jerry?
No, hot Jerry.
Oh, okay.
I call him hot Jerry. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, so, like, I will always ask this. Like, instead of asking if someone's gay, because I think it's rude, I will say, what's his story?
That's the second thing that Jake has ever said to me.
What? What's it? That is so true! That is! Yes, because I said that about one of our friends, who I thought was attractive. Anyway, yeah, so I'll say, like, what? So I'm like, what's his story? And she, of course, like, nobody ever understands when I ask that.
I think you said, what's his deal at first.
What's his deal? Yeah, like, I'll ask that. Because I think it's rude to be like, oh, is he gay? But I do say that sometimes. Mm-hmm. But, like, I only ask if I'm really interested in the person.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, or she was like, I don't know, like, I can find out, though. And I was like, sure. And amazing, miraculously, she, like, texts him, and it's, like, 7 in the morning. She texts him, and he gets back, like, 2 minutes later, and he's like, yeah, I'm pretty open about that. Like, I'm gay. And I was like,
hot Jerry's gay. That's insane. Okay, your I'm friend, deranged.
You're right. Deranged.
So I'm like, okay, I need to act fast. And I'm going to act so fast that it is going to be almost 5 hours later that I ask remember. Him for his number. So
I remember.
And I didn't tell anybody I was going to do this because I was like, I probably won't.
I remember.
But I walk back into my job because he used to work night or whatever. And I go, and I just go, I buy some bullshit because I'm like getting in line. I get in his line. Some other bitch calls me over to her station. I'm like,
oh,
and I know her. And I'm like,
rats.
I'm like, no, I'm like, no. Okay. You have to understand. I am also like 20 years old at the time. Like, and I've never asked anybody for their number, and I might be asking possibly one of the hottest people alive for their number right now. So I'm like a little nervous. And so I go up to him and I'm like, hey, hey. And he's like, did you find everything you needed today?
Ew.
And I'm like, yeah. I was wondering if maybe you want to like hang out sometime. And he goes, yeah, sure. And then I'm like, oh, cool, maybe I could like get your number. And he was like, sure. And I hand him my phone and he puts the number in my phone or whatever. We text for like 3 days and then we like never speak again after that. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I am on TikTok, and I follow a lot of, like, gay creators and stuff, and one kid, well, like, I don't think I followed this kid, actually, he just, like, it came up on my For Your page, because I'm gay, and he's, like, it was, like, a list, he was, like, my favorite gay adult
workers,
like,
adult stars,
is that what they're called?
I think adult stars.
Adult actors.
Adult, yeah.
And I'm, like, thinking, like, oh, this is gonna be funny, because, like, like it's gonna be like
gonna
a
be
bunch
like,
of like
boring,
yeah,
boring,
ugly. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. I'm like thinking like, oh, like Zachary Quinto and like actual gay like celebrities. So that's what I'm thinking, actual actors that are adults. I'm like, why would they say that? Because I guess I didn't know what adult actor meant. I watched the video and like the third person in, it says this name, which is not this person's name.
It's not Jerry.
It's not Jerry. And I'm looking at,
but it shows
the picture is Jerry.
Oh,
and he's like in like jeans and like little underwear or whatever, and he's like, and I'm like there must be some confusion. I literally thought to myself, this is confusing, because like that's not
in that moment too. I was like, there must be some confusion.
Yeah, I'm like, that's not Jerry, like that's like
right,
like because Jerry's not Jerry. I don't know, Jerry works at Trader Joe's, like he's not whatever. And I'm like, oh shit. And I look up this corn name. And I'm like, Jerry is a corn star? Jerry's an adult actor? You're joking. This was the time that I asked out a corn star at Trader Joe's.
And you got rejected.
Yes.
So much for listening to the Talk Nice to Me podcast. It's been great while it lasted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy.
Unfortunately, we know too much about each other now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But go watch our video, which will be out by this point.
Yes.
On YouTube, where we read another Colleen Hoover book.
Yes. Verity.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye.
See ya. Ciao. I don't know what they say.
See you later. Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Later. Pa-pa.